KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome into another Friday Financial Update from ABQ Connect, along with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, where you'll find the Insights tab and a regular blog there with great information. Brian, welcome back into ABQ Connect.
Hey, Steve.
Well, listen, we obviously appreciate the insight you give us on a regular basis, which, by the way, on the 10th, we will be doing a full hour on ABQ Connect. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, that should be fun. I think we'll go deep into the topic that I'll be posting probably in the next couple of days for this month's blog post. And so we'll introduce that and go a little deeper in that hour.
Well, Brian, to remind people, you know, we regularly have Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates, who happens to be a supporter of Christian Radio in New Mexico and KLYT. Part of the reason we really enjoy having you come on with us, you know, you're closely associated with FaithFi that we get to hear on KLYT, whether it's the short segment or the full half hour program. That is really because of the Christian worldview when handling our finances that John Moore takes so seriously.
Yeah, and I think we have a responsibility to behave differently with money, just like so many other aspects of life where believers, you know, it should look different. There should be a difference between what we're doing with our money and what our non-believing neighbors might be doing. And through that, we can be a witness with our contentment, with our joy, with our generosity. There's a lot of ways that we can model God's way of looking at money. But I think what that really starts with, Steve, is the stewardship mentality, starting with the acknowledgement that God owns everything. And that's an extremely strong biblical concept. And we see it in First Chronicles, everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord. You know, that's a really foundational concept. And if you really believe that, your financial decisions should be different because you are a steward. You are a manager of someone else's resources, and that someone else isn't a family member or, you know, or a friend. It's the creator of the universe. So there's a responsibility to that that should drive a different sort of decision-making process with everything we do with our money.
Well, you know, Brian, as you say that, a couple of things come to mind, one of which, you know, things that we might think are ours, but they're not. I remember one of my children as a teenager wanting to do a pretty extensive short-term mission trip that included several stops in different countries around Africa. And one of them, you know, being, I don't know if you're familiar with Deep Sloot in Southern Africa, but you know, it's little shanties and, you know, pieced together shacks, very depressed area, poverty stricken area. And I remember having a piece about, you know, my kid wants to go, serve Jesus and share the gospel. How can I stand in the way of God doing what he wants to do with my child? Just letting that go and having a peace about, you know what, my child is his child. And even, you know, I mean, even more so than you would think than with the finances that we have. But if we can do that as Christian parents, you know, why is it we'd have such a hard time doing that with our finances?
Yeah, we often call that open-handedness, you know, that you want to hold everything you own, everything that's part of your life, including your relationships, your family, and also your finances with an open hand so God may repurpose it to his will. And I think the reason finances get tough, Steve, is a couple of things. First off, money can represent security for us. So how can I give up money when it's what provides for my family's needs and their wants as well? So there's that conflict of, well, what if I won't have enough? So I can't give freely. I can't use money for God's will because I need protection. And that's where, you know, money management can become an act of faith.
Right,
and
right.
It's a tension between being responsible, right? We are called to provide for our families. So we want to be responsible and not just give away everything we have and then require others to provide for our needs and our wants. But then there's also this, you know, is money becoming your God? And that's what we have to be careful of. So I think that's part of it. And then the other aspect, especially for Americans, maybe more so than those in living in poverty in other countries, not that Americans can't live in poverty, but overall we live very well here, is money represents status and represents comforts. And a lot of times we're fearful about losing money because it's not that we won't have enough to feed ourselves or keep a roof on our head, but, you know, if I don't have the nicest car, then people might in my circle might not look at me the same way. Or if I'm not going on fancy vacations, I can't keep up with the Joneses. So money can represent all that. And that's where constantly coming back to this acknowledgement that what would God have me do with this money? Because it is his. And not just the 10% that I tithe is God's, but all of it's God's. And therefore, every decision is a spiritual decision when it comes to money. And that's just a reminder. And everybody's, it's very much a place where we can backslide. So everybody struggles with this, and there's always a tension there. But if you're constantly trying to bring yourself back to that steward mentality, I think you end up with better financial decisions.
Well, Brian, how would you encourage someone to maybe go from forcing yourself to think that way to having it be a more natural, everyday way of life where you understand that it's his?
Well, like so many things in our spiritual walk, it's about consistency. And I find for myself, the more time I spend in God's word, the easier it is for me to stay on track. It's when I waver a little bit, when I'm missing my Bible studies, when I'm not doing my daily devotional, you know, when I'm not spending time with spiritual friends who are accountability partners for me, that's when it gets harder. So I think the first thing to do is be consistent, because not only does that remind you who's in control and whose will you should be after, but also it reminds me of all the ways that God prescribes how we should use his money. It's not that God says, everything's mine, manage it well, and then he leaves us with no instructions. There's a lot of instructions about contentment and generosity and where you sense security. So all of that's in the Bible. And if you keep coming back to that on a consistent basis, then you get the reminders. And I don't know about you, Steve, it seems like whenever I'm spending time in daily devotions, it's amazing how often the scripture of that day will apply to the things I'm about to face throughout the day.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit seems to know.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And how you can reread a verse and it means something different today than it did last year.
Yeah.
So I think that's the key. And then secondly, making sure that you have some sort of an accountability partner with your finances. It could be your spouse, but someone who shares those values and is as wise or more wise when it comes to biblical matters than you are, so that when you're making big money decisions, someone can say, you know, I don't know if you've asked God first about this decision. And I have to be reminded of that myself, even though I spend all day in this space, you know, my own financial decisions. Sometimes I have to have someone say, hey, have you prayed on that yet and really thought about that gift or that expense or that investment? And I think what you'll find is when you slow down and you seek that counsel of an accountability partner, they're going to point you back to God's word and also just be a source of encouragement and accountability that we all need.
Yeah, a couple of things come to mind there. There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors, and iron sharpens iron. Having those folks around us that we sharpen them and they sharpen us. And, you know, Brian, one of the things you touched on, too, is that time in the Word of God. And one of my favorite books, Jerry Bridges, The Pursuit of Holiness, really the most that I got from that was, you know, when you're spending time in the Word of God, you can't help but to be impacted by the Word of God, because it is alive and active, cutting to bone and marrow. It's going to have an impact, and really important that we spend time in the Word of God. And some of the principles we've talked about today are actually found in the first chapter of your book.
Yeah, so John Moore, our founder of John Moore Associates, and I wrote The Almighty and the Dollar together. It's a book available. You can look it up on our website or on Amazon. And we really had fun putting that together in the first chapter. The foundational concept and what starts all of our decisions going forward is all about ownership mentality and stewardship. And I think that's a great place for anyone to start when they're thinking about money.
Great insight. Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates, spending time with us every Friday for the Friday Financial Update. JohnMoore.com for more details, including information about the book that Brian mentioned, and the Insights tab. Don't forget about that. Brian, have a great week. Looking forward to a full hour next week.
Can't wait. Have a good weekend, Steve.
You too. Thanks.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.